So it's not like they were just hearing, for example, Spanish. They were hearing Spanish in the dialect that was specific to the region that they were born in. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today's video, we're going to be talking about sign gifts. What did Jesus mean when he spoke in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17? So here's the question that was sent in. I have a question that I can't get straight. Who is Jesus talking about in Mark 16, 17? It sounds like he's talking about us, believers. The thing is, I've never seen a healing. I've just heard of them. And some claimed they have been healed for only 3 days. I've seen people place their hands on the sick, but nothing has actually happened. Please help me out. She adds a little bit more to her question. World faith believers are doing this all the time, but nothing happens. Also, they claim to speak in tongues, but to me it sounds like gibberish. It's because it is. I, in fact, think they are doing this in the flesh. Recently, I listened to a sermon from a world faith church, and it was nothing but an hour and 10 minutes of heresy. I heard so much lunacy, so it was enough for a whole lifetime. I want the real gospel. Thank you in advance for your answer. It's a very good question, and a lot of people are kind of stuck in this charismatic idea, the Pentecostal movement, with signs and wonders. And you're exactly right. No one actually is healed. No languages are spoken similar to the languages that were spoken back in the book of Acts. But we need to understand exactly what Jesus was talking about there in Mark chapter 16 in order to understand what we could look for in the future. So when Jesus was speaking in Mark chapter 16, he was speaking to his disciples and those that the disciples would convert. And we have this story that plays out in the book of Acts. And we can see when he says that these people are going to, these believers are going to have these signs accompany them, we actually see that played out in the book of Acts. People were getting healed. The apostles were healing. People were being raised from the dead. They were speaking in tongues, but it was not the tongues that were offered today. The tongues that you see today is exactly what it is. It's a heresy. It's not anything compared to what the New Testament taught. As far as miracles go, Jesus never said how long these miracles would last. We have some examples in the Old Testament, like chapters 7 through 14 in Exodus, and then 1 Kings 17 all the way through 2 Kings chapter 10. There was a period in time in which these miracles existed. And we now believe, according to 1 Corinthians 13:8, that all those signs gifts have ceased because we have the completion of the Word of God. But I think there's a strong, compelling argument here, especially about tongues. I don't know about the person who sent the question, but I can talk from my own experience. I see a lot of people talking in tongues, supposedly. And it's to me, as someone who knows the scripture, it's not convincing at all. But let's look at what actually happened in the book of Acts when the apostles received the Holy Spirit. Follow me here to Acts chapter 2 and verse 6. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. Okay, they were shocked by what the disciples were doing because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now that is an interesting thing to note. They did not hear them speak in another language, but they all heard him in their own language. So much to say in Acts chapter 2 and verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Now here's what this is indicating here. The people who heard the disciples speaking in these languages that were not their native tongue were shocked enough to realize that, hey, these are just people from Galilee. They're not educated enough to know all these different languages. How in the world are they doing this? Look in verse 8. And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? And then verses 9, 10, and 11 go through all the different regions that were present. And when you look at that word language there in the original context, it means in their dialect, in their own tongue. So it's not like they were just hearing, for example, Spanish. They were hearing Spanish in the dialect that was specific to the region that they were born in. And we know that the apostles were teaching the Word of God. So it wasn't some heavenly language that needed to be interpreted, or we just kind of trusted God that we would understand it in our own prayer tongue. There's no evidence for that in the scripture. As a matter of fact, this was languages that were already understood, and it was enough to cause the people who heard it to be amazed. And then Peter goes into his first sermon there after Pentecost. So I hope that this gives you a clear answer to your question. Jesus was talking to the disciples, and those of the disciples would win to Christ. They would have these miracles for a certain period of time. As the completion of the Bible came into completion, we no longer have those gifts. Any kind of modern day signs, gifts like healing or tongues, we can verify that according to the scripture as being false. I hope that gives you a good answer, and make sure that you tune in next time. Until that time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of BibleLine, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. BibleLine is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.